This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
This is Jason Blair filling in for Everett Jolly. And on the Uptick Network, we have returning Steve Decker from U.S. Best Capital Partners. He is the principal, and today we're going to be talking about non-marginable security loans. Steve Decker, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jason. Thanks for having us back.
Absolutely. First off, I'd like to go ahead and have you tell us exactly what U.S. Best Capital Partners does exactly, and update us on what you've been doing over the past couple months since your last appearance.
Sure. U.S. Best Capital Partners, we're a financial firm. We deal mainly, our specialty is loans against non-marginable securities, meaning client can't go to their brokerage and just get a straight-up margin loan to get capital.
Right.
We deal with the clients that are underserved. And these are the ones where their stocks, you know, 25 cents, 50 cents, $3, $2, not a huge market cap, but we'll take a chance on them. This is a massive, massive market, and there's very few players in this sphere, to be honest with you. There used to be quite a few, but they didn't play by the rules. We do, we have, and that's why we're still here. Mm-hmm. But that's mainly what we deal with a lot of high net worth clients, too, that their stocks are marginable. That's a separate division. We use those. We put those for their private banking department. But for the non-marginable, for the people listening today, these are the people you really focus on because, once again, it's a very much unserved market. And, you know, these people have needs, and we fill that need.
Absolutely. Well, what would be a reason why you would want to go to a stock loan as opposed to a traditional loan?
Well, many reasons, to be honest with you. It just depends on what you want to do. If you already own the stock, you're not doing anything, you don't plan on selling it, and you plan on holding on to it for some time to come, why not use it? I mean, it's just sitting there. I mean, you're going to make money on the upside anyways, mm-hmm. So why not put it to work for you?
Absolutely.
Instead of just trying to play the market with it, have your cake and eat it too kind of thing. So
like
you
it.
Utilize the stock. Yeah, you leverage it. You get your capital so you're liquid, and liquidity is king, as we all know, even more so after the past several years. But this way, you're using the stock to its fullest potential. Not only are you trying to make money on it on the upside of it, but you're also using it to leverage, you know, whatever your goals are. On a personal loan, then that's not always possible because a lot of these people are that we deal with, they're self-employed. Maybe they can't qualify. And as we know, banks are not just giving out money these days.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of banks here, how do the rates compare to traditional loans like mortgages or refis or personal loans?
Well, you know, here's the thing. We deal with the non-marginable securities. That's mainly what we do. Not always, but 99% of the time. The rates are a little bit higher. Generally, we come in like 6 and 8, and they're interest only. That's not outrageous, considering the risk. Where you could get a mortgage at 3-something, but now you're talking a whole different program.
Right.
You're talking about going through all the hassles of putting together all the docs, tax returns, all that. We don't do that. Our only concern is the underlying security, meaning the security, the stock. The collateral really has to make sense. We don't ask for financials. We don't do credit checks or anything like that. We just make sure that you have clear ownership of the stock and the collateral does justify the loan. So, you know, you're talking apples and oranges here.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you can get better rates if you went to a bank and just got a straight-up loan or a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a totally different animal.
Absolutely. Well, what type of stock does qualify for a loan of non-marginable securities?
You know, we do pink sheets. The penny stock world is our world. As long as it's liquid, that liquidity is king. If a stock's not liquid, say you have a dollar stock and it's doing, 5,000 shares a day, which is, you know, $5,000 a day, and you're trying to get a $1 million loan, that's not going to work. That makes no sense. But if you have a stock that's trading, you know, 50 cents and it's doing, X number of shares and the math adds up, then that's it. But you have to have a liquid stock. I mean, it doesn't have to be through the roof. but it has to make sense. If you're trying to get a, $500,000 loan and your stock's doing $100,000 a day, yeah, you're going to be fine. But if you're trying to get $10 million, no, you're not. So just in answer to your question, what qualifies? We'll take stocks down to 10 cents. We don't like to go below 10 cents.
Okay.
So you get a stock that's over 10 cents, you know, like a 20 cent stock, 15, 30, 50 cent, $2, whatever. And as long as it's trading actively, then you're probably going to be eligible for a loan.
Excellent.
I hope that answers your question.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As far as the loan term goes, how minimum or how low are you willing to go on a loan, and what are the minimum and maximum terms you're willing to go?
Sure. Now, our standard loan, and nothing's written in stone. I mean, we're a private lender, so obviously we can adjust and adapt where we're needed, where it makes sense to both parties. But our standard loan is 3-year term. And generally, we'll do a 2-year lockout on it, no prepayment in that 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much where that's at. The other part of your question was, term, and what was the other part, Jason?
The minimum loan amount,
minimum loan amount?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we like to keep it above 50 grand, not mm-hmm. to say that we haven't done lower, but 50 is pretty low. We've done some $25,000 loans, $30,000, mm-hmm. but generally 50,000. Our average loan size is 200.
Okay, very good.
And we go up, 3-4 million, 5 million. But we don't see loans that big generally because we're dealing in a smaller sphere. But our average loan is like $250.
Great. Now, I know you were mentioning earlier that, typically most of the people that you're working with are, self-employed. Is that your typical client, or what other types of clients do you normally work with?
Well, we deal with CEOs, et cetera, but obviously they're an affiliate. They'd have to get an opinion letter to make sure the stock's for free trading, because if we have to liquidate, then obviously we need free trading shares. But most of the people we deal with are self-employed, but not always. Self-employed market seems to be more our type of people that are drawn to this type of product, just because it's so easy to qualify for. As long as the stock mm-hmm. qualifies, you qualify. And that's pretty much it. And that's why self-employed seems to be more the people that come to us.
Excellent. My guest today is Steve Decker. He's the principal partner of US Best Capital Partners, LLC. You can find them online at usbest.biz or give them a call at 412-498-9843. So, also, another question has come through here. Do you typically work with brokers or brokerages?
We do. We get a lot of referrals from attorneys, accountants, mortgage brokers, that's a key one too, because a lot of these people that we get, they're trying to buy a home or a second home, and they've tried to go the traditional route, and it takes too long because it takes 30, 60 days to get a loan, mortgage. Mortgage brokers are a big one that we deal with, just based on it's so easy and so quick for a client to qualify, and they're not giving us tax returns or any of that stuff. We just don't ask for it. No credit checks and all that. So we give them the money fast, and plus, if somebody comes to us, like these mortgage brokers that bring us, and we love mortgage brokers, by the way, that bring us a loan. The thing is, the client will get, the lien will be on the stock, but it's not on the property. So the property's free and clear. And that way they can go out and get a, refi the property. It's a free and clear property. There's no lien on it. So a lot of our, in answer to your question, a lot of people that bring us loans are mortgage brokers, accountants. We love brokers. They bring us a great deal of our business. And we protect them thoroughly, obviously, and because they're our bread and butter.
How quick is that turnaround time with no credit check, no financial background check, just checking the liquidity of the stock? What is the typical turnaround rate for your loans?
Once somebody brings it into us, brings the deal into us, we'll put it through a system, and it will we'll evaluate the stock. We'll determine what we could do. We give them a term sheet. They sign it, get it back to us the same day, next day, whenever. After that, we give them loan docs. They go through them, and our loan docs are disclosure oriented big time. We make sure that everybody's very clear on what they're getting, what they're getting into, obviously. But we've turned loans around in 48 hours. We've turned around in a week. I mean, it just depends. We move as fast as the client moves. And as long as there's no hiccups, like an opinion letter that needs to be done or anything of that nature, generally the general loan closes in 3 to 5 days.
Excellent. My guest again today is Steve Decker. He is the principal of US Best Partners, LLC. Steve, in closing, did you have anything else you'd like to get out to our listeners as far as information goes?
No, anybody feel free to just give me a call. And if you have questions or concerns or thoughts, or if you just want to run something by me, feel free. I'm always here for people. And you and Everett have been great. You got a great organization, and we appreciate you bringing us on.
Oh, always happy to be of service. Again, this is Steve Decker with U.S. Best Partners. You can reach him at 412-498-9843 or visit their website at usbest.biz. Steve, it's been a pleasure having you again on the program. And again, we'll catch up with you again in a couple more months.
Okay, Jason, thanks a lot.